Welcome to the glyphosate section of Zego's Purity Verification platform. I'm Colleen Kavanaugh. I'm the founder of Zego and the creator of our Purity Verification system. Glyphosate is the most prevalent herbicide used in the world. That's one of the reasons why we test for it. It's really hard to avoid. It's used in farming, it's on home gardens and lawns, and sometimes it's even used to dry out crops like wheat and oats and chickpeas. Now, farmers growing USDA organic crops are not allowed to use glyphosate, so we should not find any detectable glyphosate residue on our lab tests for our products. But we feel it's important to test nonetheless, and here's why. One reason is that sometimes glyphosate will drift when it's sprayed on an adjacent farm, leaving detectable levels on the crop grown next to it, which is certified organic. We want to make sure that we find that and we don't let it into your food. Another issue is fraud detection. Now, USDA organic is the only certification with criminal penalties for fraud. So fraud is deterred, but it can happen, and we have caught it from time to time. So let's go into our glyphosate thermometer. Click on the blue button with the dropdown, and you're going to see our glyphosate thermometer. When you look at this, you'll see at the bottom, there's a green zone called the Zego zone. All of our test results for Zego products are going to fall in this non-detect area of the green zone, which is less than 10 parts per billion. That is a testing sensitivity limit at the lab. The thermometer also shows you how this level compares to other oat products. So to do this, we analyzed years of USDA oat sample tests for glyphosate so that we could show you on the thermometer the amount of residue that USDA found on average in oats and the amount they found in the big offenders. So for example, when you look here, you'll see that the average oats had 630 parts per billion of glyphosate residue, and the top offenders, the top 5% of samples, had over 2,600 parts per billion of residue. Now, we didn't include information here about international baby food limits like we do for the heavy metals section because they don't exist for glyphosate. You see, many countries ban glyphosate, but of those that don't, they really haven't set limits that are meaningful. They're so high that we really didn't feel like they were useful. Glyphosate has been proven toxic at very low levels. So instead of using numbers that are high and driven by the industry, the chemical industry, we instead looked to the Environmental Working Group. The Environmental Working Group did their own analysis and has proposed a limit of 160 parts per billion in food. Now, to see the individual lab test results for your Zego product, just click on the button that says See Labs by Best By Date and enter in your month and year. You'll see it printed on the back of the bag in black ink. Then you'll see the Blockchain Vault button light up, and there's where you can click to retrieve your lab report. Now, we use an in-house test for each lot of oats that we process, and we also send samples to the lab for testing at least twice a year just to make sure that our in-house tests are correctly calibrated. We also test our organic superfood oatmeal blends and muesli, as well as our protein powder, to make sure that you're getting the cleanest food possible.